You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Here's a 1-0 to Frelick. Swinging a bouncer on to third. Hayes gloves, throw to first, got him. Seven no-hit innings for Paul Skenes in Milwaukee. On this Thursday afternoon, the all-star rookie of the Pirates getting applause from the Brewers fans. That's how well he has pitched today.
That just keeps happening. Because this dude, Paul Skenes, longest streak of 7-plus strikeouts in Pirates history at 8 games. He's only pitched in 11 games. The longest streak of 7-plus strikeouts in Pirates history already. You want another one? I got more stats here. Paul Skenes, in the modern era, only one MLB pitcher has had 2 road starts over the course of his entire career where he struck out 10-plus batters, walked no more than one, and didn't allow a hit. That one pitcher is Paul Skenes.
Wow.
We're talking about entire careers.
Wow.
No one's done that twice. And he got pulled at 99 pitches with a no-hitter. People are going to be jacked up about this. We don't usually have a show where we act like it's the post-game show when the game took place in the daytime the day before our show. But today feels like the appropriate time to do that. Did Derek Shelton do the right thing? 412-928-9370. Dorm, what do you think?
No. But I knew it was coming. It wasn't a shock. And Paul Skenes even said that as well. Like, he said, either way, if I was pulled or I stayed in, it wasn't going to shock me. I wasn't shocked by either decision, and neither was I. And we talked about this before he came up. Actually, you brought this up months ago. Like, there's going to be a time where he is throwing a no-hitter and he gets pulled. So just be prepared. You said this. I'll never forget. And I was like, you're absolutely right. Just be prepared. And I think we went back and forth. And we're like, will you be mad? And we're talking about it now. And we were like, no, because we know it's going to happen. He didn't make the right decision. But, you know, in the grand scheme of everything, he's trying to protect his investment. And I get that. And he's trying to protect a young player's arm and a young player's health. Would we love to see another inning to see and to gauge that, to see if he is deteriorating and the pitches are a little bit off and he starts walking guys? Sure. But I think what was happening yesterday was almost like close to magical.
Oh, my God.
Because we've been waiting for almost this moment a little bit, and we all felt that, ooh, maybe he can go longer. Maybe they might do the thing where we're thinking that they're not going to do the thing. I think everybody was in that boat. But at the same time, we also thought that, okay, we know that there's a chance that he's not going to go back in. So did he make the right decision? I'm going to say no. Probably could have monitored one more inning, but I wasn't super surprised.
The thing people bring up that gives me the most pause on this, because I'm with you, I wouldn't have pulled him. Let the horse go. You've got the All-Star break coming up. You just got to throw one inning in the All-Star game. Well, he got to throw one inning over the course of the next like 8 or 9 days.
Yes.
Forget a bullpen. Just go out, pitch the All-Star game. That's all he's got to do. And then you can make up for it. He doesn't have to be the first guy to take the ball out of the All-Star break. He could be the third guy in your rotation. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter at all. You can make it to where you give him enough rest after throwing 125 pitches or something like that. But the thing that gives me most pause, the best argument I've heard is, all right, what if Shelton does let him go out there for the eighth and he gets through it, but he has to throw 20 pitches or something like that. And now you're one inning away from a no-hitter and your pitch count is 120 pitches. I think that's where the nuance has to come in.
Yeah.
You let him go out for the eighth and you see. You see what happens. And then you move from there. Would it have been even more unpopular in some circles if he pulls him after eight? Probably, but maybe not. Because if he is up at 120 pitches, you might have more people say, okay, now we've pushed it too far.
Right.
Yeah. Now, if he goes out there for the eighth and he does what he did in the seventh, which is just six pitches, well, now you let him go out there for the ninth.
Yes.
I just think Shelton should have given him the opportunity to finish what he started. And I'm happy Noah Hyles pulled this. Noah Hyles really growing into this Pirates beat.
He's
doing
he is.
A great job.
Really,
man.
Really good job.
Nice young kid, too. In the College World Series last year, Skeens threw 124 pitches, 101 pitches, 123 pitches, and 120 pitches. It's not like the guy can't do it. If ever there were a man to sort of battle back against the now norm in Major League Baseball of like 100 pitches is the be-all, end-all. If ever there was a man built for, oh, I can throw 125, it's this guy. The way he takes care of himself, the way that he prepares, his physical God-given makeup and the body type. If ever there were a guy who could go out there and throw 124 pitches, 125 pitches, and still be throwing real hard at the end, still not be laboring at the end, it would be that guy. And it's not like it was the summer heat. They're pitching in Milwaukee.
Yep.
The roof is closed.
Yep.
Climate controlled. There's no doubt he could have done it. Here's what Derek Shelton had to say. And Noah Hyles right in the middle of this back and forth here.
How tough of a choice was it for you to bring Holdy in for the eighth?
Not at all. He was tired. I mean, it was, you know, it really didn't have anything to do with the pitch count. Everybody makes it about pitch counts. It was about where he was at. It was about, you know, trusting your eyes, trusting him. When I went and talked to him after that, I mean, he was tired. They did a good job of wearing him down. And, I mean, he gave us everything he had.
Not to push back. I mean, what did you see that indicated that he was tired?
I think the stuff and just how his body was reacting. I mean, even after the sixth, we could tell he was getting a little bit tired. I think it's the first time we've seen it. I mean, the volume he's had, but you know, overall, the fact that he was able to go back, get through the seventh, it was really impressive. He did a great job.
Pitching is hard. Professional sports are hard. There's never been a pitcher, seriously, in human history that has gone seven innings and isn't a little fatigued.
Right.
The stuff didn't change, though, Shelty. The movement on the pitches, the location of the pitches, he got through three outs in six pitches that seventh. I didn't notice a drop-off at all. I don't think he threw a fastball in that seventh inning. So I didn't see any fatigue. To me, Shelton's trying to explain it away. I think it wasn't necessarily about 99 pitches or 100 pitches. I think it was about, we don't want him to get to 115, 120.
Mm-hmm.
But to say he was fatigued, he sure as bleep didn't look fatigued to me.
Well, you know what annoyed me the most, too, was his post game. He said, oh, well, you know, I wanted to go out there for the eighth, but, you know, they got me on that 5-6 day thing, and, you know, I understand that side of it, too. That annoyed me to hear.
He's playing good soldier. I want to hear that from him. I don't want Skeens to get pissed off at his manager publicly.
I heard it as he leaked a little bit that he was, like, pushing back.
Yeah, that's kind of how I heard that, too.
Which is okay if you say it the way that he said
it. Right, he said it the perfect way. But, like, is it okay for us, and it's going to be hard for the Pirate fan that's out there that right now that is going against Shelton, but is it okay for us to sit here and say, well, maybe our eyes aren't telling the full story? Like, we talked about this before the show, and I was like, you know, what? Every athlete is tired. Like, you push through that. That's being an athlete. That's being a superior athlete is pushing through that and getting through. And I understand baseball's a little bit different, especially with young pitchers. But Now, these guys, whatever you feel about Schulte is one thing, but Schulte has the analytics. So he got people in his ear. He has, you know, Andy, you know, or he has Oscar Marin and, you know, these people telling him and watching. Because we don't think that he's tired doesn't mean that they don't see something that we aren't seeing.
That is true.
It could be him lifting his leg, just not at the appropriate level whenever he does come through on his windup. I mean, we don't think he's tired, but these guys know. They're getting paid a lot of money to know whether they do a good job or not,
mm-hmm.
and whether you like them or not. These guys understand. So I will kind of revert back what we said even before the show about him being tired and Shelton saying that because they see things way differently than we do.
And I tweeted out yesterday as this happened that I was furious. And in the moment, I was. And I still disagree with the decision.
Yeah, me too.
But I can see both sides.
Yeah.
I can understand the why here, and that's really well said by you, and you brought it up in this segment already. We talked about this hypothetical right before Skeens got called up. Like, there will be a time where this happens. They've talked about this.
Yeah.
There's no chance they haven't.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Ben Charrington, what if he throws 100 pitches and he's got a no-hitter through 7? I guarantee you that's a conversation.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
A few times.
Mm-hmm.
A few times. Like, how do we feel now? This week, okay, he's gotten better. Okay, where are we at if this does happen this week or next week or the week after that? Like, we're building him up, right? You know, that's our thought process. We're building him up to get to a point where we feel comfortable with him doing that. Like, if that was Mitch Keller, he stays in.
Yeah.
Right. So we're trying to get to that. So every increment that, you know, he pitches is a building block. So I'm sure that they had the conversation probably in the dugout together, had a little huddle, whatever they had to do, to be like, where are we at on the building block? And how far do we think that we can go? And what does he look like right now in our mind?
It might be a totally different thing if this happened next year.
Totally different.
I mean, next year he's probably going 9.
Totally, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so I do see it from their standpoint. The only thing that I keep warring with myself about is when Jared Jones got pulled against the Mets with 59 pitches, I actually took the Pirates' side on that. But since then, a lot of really smart baseball people that I respect, like Travis Sochik, who used to work here, but he's like a big, he's written books on Major League Baseball. He said that it's all really guesswork. It's all pseudoscience. There's nothing that would really suggest if we baby these guys that it's going to protect them. If we push these guys, it's going to hurt them. It just seems to be on an individual basis. And so I think you could have allowed Skeens to really push it here. And then, okay, maybe one of his next few starts, you do have to sacrifice, and maybe you only go into the game, you say he's only throwing 5 innings.
Well, I think that the point that you made is the most valid point before, is that the rest period you're going to have until the next start, well, he's going to throw an inning in the All-Star game. Like, you can really maneuver your way around that to make sure that he gets double the rest during the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Like, you could. Like, if there was a time to do it, it was yesterday.
Yes.
If there was a time in this season to do it, it was absolutely yesterday.
Yes. So yesterday is Thursday. Let's do some calendar math here. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday, All-Star game, that's 5 days. And then I think you got an off day or two after the All-Star break. I haven't looked at the schedule, but then after that, he doesn't have to be the first guy. He doesn't have to be the second guy. He doesn't have to be the third guy. He could be the fourth or fifth guy. And you can really build in that rest.
But you're definitely going to want him to pitch against the Phillies, and I think that's who they come out of the All-Star break against.
Geez.
So maybe that's an effect, too. I believe that they face the Phillies. So you're going to want him to pitch against the Phillies.
Yeah.
So, but it doesn't have to be. I don't know what the series is. Is it a 3-game series?
I'm working on it.
But, I mean, logistically, though, you could have maneuvered your way around it to make sure that he gets the proper rest.
You know, but here's the interesting thing, because you say you want him to go against the Phillies. They play St. Louis right after that.
It's right after that?
Yeah, so you got 3 against the Phillies, then you got 3 against a team that you're really battling for wild card supremacy with. Like, I wouldn't mind if he gets the ball the first game of the St. Louis series. Would make a lot of sense to me, too. At any rate, he's going to get rest.
Yep.
And he was going to go on 5 days, which is what he normally-ish would have done, 5, 6 days, whatever. But instead of going his typical six or seven. He's just going one.
Uh-huh.
So even if you bounce back after the All-Star game and you have him as your third guy, like, his last performance would have been one inning, and maybe at max you're thinking probably 30 pitches.
Yep.
So this would have been the time to do it. We can see both sides. There is nuance here. We're not going to shout anybody down. If you agree with Derek Shelton and the Pirates organization's decision here, I'd like to hear from you. Like, what is the most compelling argument for we're yanking a guy in the midst of history? 412-928-9370. Give us a ring. Tweet us at underscore Adam Crowley, at score and Doran, at Callis underscore 33. We'd love to hear.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get your laugh on with me, Chris Jericho, and the Talk is Jericho podcast. We've got Guns N' Roses Hall of Famer Duff McKagan and his Joke of the Week every Friday, plus regular visits from the hilarious Brad Williams and special appearances by everyone from Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Mark Maron, Dennis Miller, Cheech Marin, Kevin Nealon. If they're funny, they're on Talk is Jericho. So listen to and follow Talk is Jericho now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From you, Nicholas Jerry Callis is the Paul Skeens of getting us our reads late. So he was all jacked up. He does his early morning show, and he wants to fire off Skeens takes. And so, okay, the reads come a little late. Understandable. He's all jacked up on Mountain Dew, Skip. Well, he pops in 10 seconds before the segment, and he hands Doran the reads, but drops them, and just papers flying everywhere. You're a cartoon.
No, and then he picks him up again, and then he tries to hand him to me, and he drops him again. You didn't see the first time.
I usually slide them on that desk, and they just slid off today.
You're not swift today. You don't have your fastball.
You ain't Taylor. We asked people to call in if they agreed with Derek Shelton at the end of the last segment at 412-928-9370. We got our ratings yesterday. They're huge. I mean, people love us, and anytime we throw the number out there, people call. If you agree with Derek Shelton, give us a ring, 412-928-9370, not one call. And I think that's telling. Not one person calling in right now saying, oh, we buy it. But here's the other thing. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You got to be a man. And you got to be accountable for your own decisions. But I don't want to kill Shelton specifically, because this is now the state of Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like 90, 95, maybe higher percent of the managers probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
There's this magic number of 100 pitches or thereabouts. Why isn't it 95? Why isn't it 110? Oh, well, triple digits. It's a nice, shiny number. I don't think there's a lot of managers that would have done opposite of what Derek Shelton did yesterday.
Yeah, but do you think that if it was Mitch Keller, that it would have been different?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Do you think so? Then what do you think it has to? like other managers not doing different. Like, does it, it is individualized. I get that. But I think that, I think in situations like this, if you have a veteran pitcher that you know can go the length, that you've seen it multiple times, I think that a lot of teams would be willing to let them go just a little bit. Maybe not the whole game, but just a little bit. I think Shelton would have been, would have let Mitch Keller finish, honestly.
If it were Jared Jones, you would not have.
No.
And I think that's the crux of it. The majority of major league managers, if they had a rookie,
right,
would not have let him go. And that's not excuse making for Shelton, because you can still, like I said, be your own man. And I would have loved to see him kind of go against the new conventional wisdom here. But the state of Major League Baseball now is, I said it not that long ago, no hitters really hadn't done it for me. There's been a lot of no hitters in the history of the sport. Perfect games are really the special thing for me. I'm going the other way on that now. Like, no hitters are more rare now because you're just not going to let guys go. And I'm not saying that a no-hitter is the new perfect game, but to me it's closer to a perfect game than it ever has been before. Complete games are special. A complete game shutout is almost the new no-hitter because you so rarely see that, and a no-hitter is just so special now because most managers are going to take their guy out when they get up near 100 pitches. And it's a sad state of affairs in Major League Baseball that one of the cooler things that happens, you don't get to see quite as much. And I think Rob Manfred's done a lot of really good things. They've sped games up. There have been a lot of good stuff. Like, we're talking about the shift going away and the watchability of baseball and all that fun jazz. This is not a commissioner deal. This is just a state of play deal.
Yeah.
I hate that we got here because guys used to go out there and throw 120 pitches and they don't do it now. We're seeing more arm injuries than ever.
Well, it has to do with the money, too. It has to do with the money because,
Great point.
You figure, what, I mean, we're talking, what, the 2000s and you know, previous towards that, even the mid-2000s, you're still seeing it a little bit, right? So, guys are making hundreds of millions of dollars. You have to protect that investment now. Guys back then were making $60 million.
Well, and you know now, too, that's a really good point by you. You know now as well. Realistically, doesn't mean they're not going to try, but realistically, you got this year, you got five more with Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
And if he blows out an elbow, you've lost one of those years, where you've got the best pitcher in baseball. And of that, there is no debate anymore.
Nope.
We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. Of that, there is no debate. But you want to debate us? Now the phone lines are popping with people that agree with the decision that Derek Shelton made yesterday. 412-928-9370. Get in line. We'll talk to you coming up next. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, and the easiest Twitter poll of all time is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Would you, if you were the manager of the Pirates, have let Skeens finish the job, or would you have pulled him after 7? 412-928-9370. Just put some money in my gambling account when I saw that Paul Skeens is plus 1,100 to win the Cy Young. I mean,
That's a pretty good bet there.
You got to sprinkle at least, right? He leads the league if he qualified. He leads the league in ERA at 190. The next closest guy is Ranger Suarez, who's fallen off a little bit here, at 258. There are five pitchers in the National League that have an ERA under 3, and he's got an ERA under 2. In the American League, you've got 9 guys with an ERA under 3, nobody with an ERA under 2. So Paul Skeens has the best ERA for a starting pitcher in the entire sport at 190. He has never left a game with his team trailing. He is 6-0. He should be the All-Star Game starter. We'll tell you what the manager of the All-Star team had to say coming up at 7 o'clock. But right now, we want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. We're not going to yell at you. We're not going to scream. It's not going to be one of those debate deals. But if you agreed with Derek Shelton's decision, we want to hear from you, and we want to know why. Let's go to Patrick in Canonsburg, first up on the show today. Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. So initially, like you, I felt the same way in the moment. I was upset when they pulled Skeens because the fan in me wanted to see him finish it out. But after the game was over, the more I thought about it and listening to Shelton talk about how they felt that Skeens was tired, I've been more okay with it because they've really kept him at that cap of like right around 100 pitches for the season as they've been building him up. And then people have been using the argument a lot that in college he was pitching 120, 125 pitches. But that was in the 2023 college series, and that's been over a year ago now.
So you're saying you don't think he's built up to be able to do that at this point?
Yeah, that's what I'm okay with the decision because it's coming up on the anniversary of him being drafted and being over a year ago now that he's gone that hard. I'm okay with them playing a little bit cautious.
Thank you, Patrick. That's a good call.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Really good point. He's only played, had 11 starts, right?
I'm looking at it here, Doran. Mm-hmm. The most he's thrown in a start is 107. That was against the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
So his last game was the most pitches
he's thrown.
And actually, if you are looking from a progression standpoint, it was against Cincinnati was 96. Against Tampa was 98. Against Atlanta it was 102. Against the Mets it was 107. He actually has been building.
Yeah.
And he had just gone through the seventh with six pitches. I would have at least liked to see Shelton say, all right, he threw 107 last time out. He built to 107 organically here. I'm just going to see.
Yeah.
And if the first batter winds up doing what they were doing in the first three innings, fouls off a bunch of pitches, and he gets him out or whatever, and he's up around 110, and Shelton goes, you know what, I got to pull him. I would have been okay with that.
Yeah, just test the waters a little bit.
But test the waters because let's say he goes six pitches again, which, again, in the realm of possibility, now he's sitting at 105.
And then if you're building, and then you can get to 111, 112, 113, and then see.
And if it gets dicey, okay, it gets dicey. The other thing, and Callis had a nice hypothetical in his show, the early morning show today. Hey, would you rather Skeens finish the job or you get the 1-0 win? And it's a hypothetical because it's not a mutually exclusive deal. I actually thought Skeens gave them the best chance to win. That's the other thing.
Right.
Because Chapman just blew a save against the Mets this weekend, and you don't really know what you're going to get with that guy. So not only were you chasing history, and I realized that Shelton gets rewarded with the victory, and so ipso facto his decision wound up being the right one. But I thought at the time, dang it, the best chance to win is him.
Yeah.
Because Holderman has taken on water recently. He's been great all year, but he hasn't been as good lately. And then Chapman, you just don't know what you're going to get. I thought the best chance to win was with Skeens. So not even just chasing the history side of the deal there. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good, man.
But I kind of think everybody's blown out of proportion. I mean, it makes good morning talk show to second guess, but like
yes,
I
it said, does.
There's a bigger picture. They have almost a half a season to go. I want him in that half a season rather than him chasing a no-hitter. I mean, they won 1-0. We should be talking about that. Even talk about like a 170 hitter in Jack Zawinski who grounded in what could have been a double play, but he's hustling down the line. He beats it out.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff.
Oh, no, Cruz throw. Was that yesterday?
Yes,
right?
it was.
Yeah. They won 1-0. I mean, that's what the big picture is. And we need more of that.
That's a good call, too, Jeff. That's a really good call, too, because I wrestled with that driving in today. Like, I do want at some point to spend time on taking 2 out of 3 against Milwaukee, and now you're playing the worst team in baseball with a chance, if you sweep the series, I know they haven't won 3 in a row since May 6th, to be at .500 at the All-Star break. Those are all big stories, no doubt. And the reason why I think that is a very good call is, a lot of what I saw on social media, the people who agreed with Shelton talked about the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5, we don't want Tommy John. That, to me, is a good argument that the caller just made. I want him pitching in August and September.
Right.
And maybe be ready for October should they get there. The short-term future lands on me better than, well, in 2 years his arm falls off.
Yes. You know? The short short-term, long-term within the year.
Yes. And it's about trying to make the playoffs, and your best chance to make the playoffs is Skeens being there every fifth or sixth day. And if he goes 125 pitches, maybe you're lessening the chances of that. I can understand at least that argument. Callis, you had something to add?
Yeah, I don't know why that it feels like it's a guarantee just because you pitch him an extra 10 to 15 that he's just guaranteed to get hurt. They shut down Steven Strasburg on the Nationals when he was there 10 years ago, and he still had severe arm problems.
Yes.
So it's not like not guaranteed, oh, you're going to pitch him an extra 15 pitches. He's going to be hurt for the next 3 years. What do we, you know?
It could even be what the Jared Jones situation is, too. We don't have to say catastrophic injury. It could be, oh, I strained a lat. Now what is this, you know, what is this rotation? If Jared Jones is out for a month and then now Skeens is out for a month.
You're done.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be Tommy John. It doesn't have to be his arm falling off. It could just be his hip, something that really puts you in a hole for the rest of the season.
See, but they have extra protected Jones, too, and he still got hurt. So, like,
you know what, Callis?
Like, what are we doing?
That's a great point by you, and that's a really good point by you as well, Nick. Like, Nick, they have babied Jared Jones more than Skeens, and Jones is the guy that gets the lat injury. And Bailey Falter is throwing 92, 93. It looks free and easy for him. And he gets hurt. Martin Perez is up there like slow pitch softball, and he gets hurt. Quinn Priester ain't throwing hard, and he gets hurt. I guess if I'm trying to bolster my own argument here, which is good, bad job on Shelty for pulling him, it can happen to anybody at any time. So you might as well try to go for the history. And again, it's not just the history. It's Skeens would have given them the best chance to win the game. I know they won, but still, he gives them the best chance to win. We'll take a lot more of your calls on this. This is fun. You guys are doing a great job. We got really smart listeners, guys, who are making this a fun debate at 412-928-9370. Doing a lot of Skeens today. We want to hear from you. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. At 7 o'clock, the manager of the NL All-Star team talked about Paul Skeens. Is he going to start the game? Let you hear what he had to say coming up in about 10 minutes from now. This happened yesterday.
Swing and a ball hit to the gap in right center field. This will head to the wall. Sawinski around second. He's going to tag third. And now he's on his way home. Terang's relay safe. RBI double Yasmani Grandal. The Pirates have the lead. 1-0 in the seventh.
All right, Dorn, you got to tell the story you told us during the break.
That's so funny. My son had a game last night, a tournament game, and I told him before the game that he has to watch baseball. Well, I've told him that last couple weeks. But I'm like, you need to sit down. You need to watch Paul Skeens. You need to watch baseball before your game. So sit down with me and watch this game. And he sits down, and he's watching intently. He's honestly standing up, and he's swinging at pitches. Like, you know, he's imitating, right? And that play right there comes about. And Jack Sawinski slides headfirst into home plate.
Bust his face all up.
So in youth baseball, you're not allowed to slide headfirst. My son, in his game, first inning, he gets a hit, or he steals, and he slides headfirst into second. And the ump goes, if he does that again, it's an out. And I didn't know the rules. I had to ask Callis to confirm that those were the rules. You're not allowed to slide headfirst. But it was a perfect slide. And he gets up, he's all dirty, and he looks at me in the stands. He's like, what do I do, Dad? He's like, I watch baseball. I watch Sawinski. Sawinski did it. And I was like, you're fine. It was a great slide. You just can't do it. Yeah. I tell him, and I just let him down the wrong path, and he almost got in trouble.
You got to let Jack Sawinski watch your son is what needs to happen.
Right.
Why can nobody on this damn team slide?
I don't know.
And you do got to give credit where credit's due to Yasmani Grandal for driving in the game-winning run. I will lay off his case for the next week or so because you needed a run in that game. My God, if they lost, it would have been disastrous, but they didn't lose. That is a huge, huge, huge win. And a previous caller brought that up, and I don't want that to get lost in the debate of did Derek Shelton do the right thing? They never win in Milwaukee. They won 2 out of 3. They play the worst team in baseball now for 3 games before the All-Star break. If ever there was an opportunity to build momentum, you sweep this series, you go in at 500. You win two out of three, you're still feeling good about yourself going 4-2 on a six-game road trip. I don't want it to get lost just how important that game was yesterday.
Yeah, so, I mean, it comes down to what Callis is talking about in his early morning show. Like, what's more important, that 1-0 win or the no-hitter? Because, I mean, now I'm leaning towards the 1-0 win where you take the series and now you head into playing, like you said, one of the worst teams in baseball, and then you get a break. And, you know, you would hope to get at least two in this next series. So you're kind of right in the thick of things. So, you know, as much as we wanted to see history in a no-hitter, I'll take the win.
Well, okay, close. So let's frame it this way, and I want to take calls on this. We're flying by the seat of our pants on today's show. It's like a freewheeling Friday. We're just having fun. We got text out to a couple of guests. We'll see how that all goes. But it might just be us until 9:35 when our buddy Tony Bucilli is going to come in from the Wild. Things. Great baseball, man. There's the big celebrity softball game this weekend. But it's going to be a lot of this, a lot of us and a lot of you. After the game yesterday, and you were able to take a breath, let's say like a half hour afterwards, were you more mad that you didn't get a chance to see history, or were you just happy that they did the thing in Milwaukee? 412-928-9370. We'll tell you what Lavolo, I think is his name. I butchered it. The manager for the Arizona Diamondbacks, also the NL All-Star team, had to say about Paul Skeens when we come back. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to 7,500 rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get your laugh on with me, Chris Jericho, and the Talk is Jericho podcast. We've got Guns N' Roses Hall of Famer Duff McKagan and his Joke of the Week every Friday, plus regular visits from the hilarious Brad Williams and special appearances by everyone from Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Mark Maron, Dennis Miller, Cheech Marin, Kevin Nealon. If they're funny, they're on Talk is Jericho. So listen to and follow Talk is Jericho now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.